Hi, and welcome to the final episode in New Trade Media's second shortcast series, where we help you to better understand and communicate with the nation's independent convenience retailers. I'm Samantha Gunston, Head of Events, and I'm responsible for leading the Independent Achievers Academy, our learning and development programme. Retail Together, our fortnightly virtual networking event for retailers, and our bespoke projects which help suppliers to educate independent retailers. Today I'll be sharing three key pieces of insight that I picked up from my recent road trip to Scotland whilst running the IAA's mentoring programme, Academy in Action. One thing that the pandemic has showed us all is that we can rely on our local store to be there for us when we need it the most. Now that these convenience stores have made their mark on their communities, and while certain business types aren't unfortunately able to operate as normal, independent retailers are diversifying to make the most of these opportunities and to find ways to keep shoppers coming back to their stores. We've seen many retailers invest in different types of food to go over recent years, but that seems to have really taken off in 2020, with many adding innovative solutions. Examples of this that I saw include One Stop Atwell in Derbyshire, where food to go has been made more prominent within the store and a popcorn machine has recently been added. And MJ's Go Local in Sheffield, one of several stores that now have draft beer available to take away. But one of the most exciting examples I saw was Morley Convenience Store in Leeds that has installed one of the first takeaway only cocktail bars inside their store. This is in addition to three slush machines, whippy ice cream and a full dessert bar. Delivery is another thing that many retailers have tried. Some are doing just a few each day and some are doing around 30 to 40. But the highest I heard was over 140 in a day. From shadowing one retailer with their deliveries, I noticed that even just 10 will dramatically change the way retailers need to run their stores and creates its own challenges with day-to-day operations. As a supplier, you need to be thinking about how your products work alongside these innovative ideas and how you can support retailers in balancing day-to-day operations with new solutions. Those that have done well during the pandemic are choosing to reinvest much of the additional profits made. Some are using this money to expand stockrooms, improve CCTV, or pay off debt to enable them to run their businesses more effectively in future. But many are investing to maintain the new customers they've gained, or to really push their business forward. Around a quarter of the stores I visited had either recently had a refit or mini refit, or were planning one over the coming months. A big focus of these refits has been making their store more accommodating for customers in light of government guidelines and to entice shoppers to spend more while in store. An example of this was Jack's of Blantyre, the first convenience format for the brand. It was clear that the store has changed a lot since I was last there in 2019. There's a cleaner, more high-end feel to the store, a big expansion on fresh and chill products, and a much more open entrance area, making the store feel a lot bigger than it did before, enticing shoppers to stay longer and spend more. Others are modernising their systems or making their store more energy efficient and sustainable to keep future bills down and do their bit for the environment. As a supplier, you should be thinking about how these refits could affect category positioning and how you can work with retailers to ensure your products remain prominent. One of the most apparent things whilst I was on the road and speaking to retailers in their stores was how hard they have all worked and how long this year has been for them. Many haven't taken much, if any, time off since March or earlier. Most are working long hours and a number are feeling isolated. Couple that with the fact that they have had to completely rethink their businesses this year, often more than once, and you can understand why some might be feeling the strain. It's for these reasons we created Retail Together, an informal networking event for retailers to share their ideas, stresses and experiences. A big part of the reason that my road trip was so interesting was because I managed to see a lot of stores and speak to several retailers in a short space of time. For some, it's been mostly good news. Their stores have been incredibly busy and they've had to learn to cope with and make the most of that additional demand. But for others, it's been okay. Or worse still, footfall has dropped, times are tough, and they're not sure what to do next. As a supplier, you can support both types of retailer. For those that are doing well, think about how you can make their lives easier or put a smile on their face. It makes a big difference. And for those that are facing more challenging times, think about how you can be there for them. It might just be taking the time to listen to their concerns or offering to support in some small way. Can you share updated core range lists based on changes since the pandemic? Or have a virtual visit with someone that needs some advice? We can run virtual visits for you, as we recently did for one customer, and the retailer immediately saw a huge uplift in sales following our team re-merchandising using their advice. I hope you found this shortcast useful. If you would like to know more about the Independent Achievers Academy and how it supports retailers across the UK, visit betterretailing.com/IAA or get in touch with me via LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to our second shortcast series. We'll be back with more insights soon. But for now, visit newtrade.co.uk/shortcasts to listen to previous episodes. And if you're a supplier looking to understand the issues retailers are facing, follow the New Trade Media LinkedIn page to get the biggest stories first.